If you haven't picked up on it, there are times when Chris and I play different people on the show.
No way.
Yeah. You can usually tell them by being the lamest things on the show, usually. One of these characters is named Blade Velasquez, a character that Chris created. And five total songs Blade composed?
Right.
Blade composed five total songs. I'll play his first appearance on the show and then tell you about the guy who showed up at our radio station after, like, within 5 minutes of it playing. He showed up here and scared the hell out of everybody in the building.
That was pretty funny.
All right. Now, just listen to this. Keep it in mind because I have this note that's written. This is one of the funniest things I've ever gotten, and we haven't shared it with anybody yet on the on the show. Some people know about it, but very few. It's debut right after Blade Velasquez's debut on the show with Interplanetary Space. Stooks in the Morning, what's up?
Hey, is this Stooks?
Yeah, this is Stooks in the Morning. Who's this?
This is Blade Velasquez. Did you get the email I sent you?
Oh, Blade?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I think I have it right here. You sent a song or something, didn't you?
Yeah, I sent you a song.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got it. Is that it?
I wanted you to play on the radio.
Yeah, we don't usually do that unless, you know, we've listened to it before so we can make sure there's no profanity or anything like that, so.
Come on, man. It's clean.
No profanity or anything?
No. It's good stuff.
Okay, you know, we got some time to kill anyway, so.
We can do it?
Yeah, well, I guess we can do it, but what's it called?
It's entitled Interplanetary Space off of my new album called Corndog Suicide.
Okay.
What? Okay.
All right, should we go ahead and give it a roll, Chris? Or is there anything else we need to know about this? Influences or anything like that?
Mainly my influences are the Bacon Brothers and Moby. Mainly Moby.
Oh, okay. Let's go ahead and give it a listen. It's Interplanetary Space by Blade Velasquez. There you go.
Space.
What an empty trophy case. My PC has no disk space. Safely slide into third base. Interplanetary space. Like the candle finally lit. Julio has work permit. Gently stroking Sasquatch face. Interplanetary space. Africanized honeybee. Capital of Tennessee. Atomic bomb that's made of lace. Interplanetary space. Sneak into a Navy base. Such a tragic welfare case. Chewing on an ankle brace. Interplanetary space.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think?
Well, you want a little constructive criticism?
Sure.
I have to say that was probably the most horrifying thing I've ever heard.
Oh. I think you're wrong.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. To each his own. Okay. Now, some people may buy that. That was a real deal. You have to pay attention during this show. Sometimes we do some weird things.
Mm.
That was the first song that Blade had written. And after we played it, I get this this letter. Actually, first a guy shows up upstairs. And that's never fun when someone shows up.
45 seconds after.
Yeah, like instantly. And he's upset because he had sent his song to us and we didn't play it. Now, we get a lot of stuff sent to us, right? A lot of local guys will send us stuff. Well, here's the thing. if you're local and you send us something, it's got to be damn good. I mean, listen to the radio and listen to the songs and listen to how highly produced they are. You know, you really need to get a record deal so that you can get with somebody and have them, you know, like a Timbaland so that he can make you perfect, you know? Like, there are so many people who are so good at putting that stuff together in the industry. It's not just one person. Christina Aguilera, phenomenal talent. She has to have a lot of help to put her stuff together. You know, it's just one of those things. So you're not just going to be able to walk in the door with something that you put together on your computer and get airplay out of it, you know, unless it's something intentionally comedic like this was. Well, this guy thought that that was a guy who actually called us and then convinced us to play his song on the air, and he wasn't happy about that. Dear Mr. Stukes, there's an E in there that doesn't belong. On this day, July 10 of 06, you made me a very unhappy listener. I gave my demo, my radio-edited demo, to one Amanda Atkinson, who's our traffic director upstairs, who in turn gave it to you. There's a lot of grammar mistakes in this, but I'm not going to point those out. They'll take too long. I spoke with one of your staff members on getting it played. They said they'll play it when I get a record deal. But when some dumb... like Blaze Velasquez email you some BS, you play it with minimal resistance. That BS. I will be the next big thing out of the JC area, and I need that demo back if you're not going to play it. It's a white demo with something. And then I have a list I keep to remember people. It's a list for me not to like them when I get rich. I don't want to put you on it, so please return it or play it. It makes me... No, never mind. And then his contact information, signed, pissed and upset, and then the guy's name, which I wish I could say because it's just so fitting, but I'm not going to tear this guy down. I'm not going to do that. He was misunderstood.
Yeah.
Didn't know what was going on. So, sorry for the confusion on that. I mean, all this stuff is pretty nonsensical.